This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New data this week show the outlook of consumers is brightening substantially. This is from the industry group, the Conference Board, and drawn from a June survey. At the same time, many still think we'll see a recession within a year. And as Ali Budner reports, when it comes to our spending habits, the upbeat current outlook beats the vaguer concern about possible recession.
Consumer spending makes up a whopping 70% of the U.S. GDP, so tracking how shoppers feel is important.
How people feel about the economy affects their behavior, and their behavior then affects the economy once again.
Joanne Hsu heads up a consumer sentiment survey at the University of Michigan. She says inflation and high interest rates are dimming many people's outlook. And yet, there's something puzzling going on. Hsu says American consumers
have maintained robust spending in the face of a lot of hardship and high inflation.
Hsu says in the past, high inflation has led to poor consumer confidence, like we've seen over the last few months, and that has led to reduced spending. These indexes have even been used to predict recessions in the past.
We've had lots of analysts and experts and consumers alike all bracing themselves for a recession that hasn't quite come yet.
So the old calculations might not work in today's strange economy. Claudia Somm agrees. She's a consultant and former Federal Reserve economist who used to pay very close attention to data from consumer confidence reports. But she's giving it less weight now,
because it is just not lining up with our spending data.
So what's going on? Well, Somm says people are looking around at all the economic panic, from the debt ceiling to inflation to high interest rates, and the landscape at large looks grim. But in their own personal financial lives, consumers are generally doing okay. They have jobs with decent wages. They maybe even have savings. It makes interpreting survey results a little squirrely.
So, yeah, the consumer confidence figures, I think people look at those and try to find the story to fit into it.
Sucharita Kodali is a retail analyst at Forrester.
But much, much more crucial than how people feel is what they're actually doing with their money.
And what consumers are doing, at least for now, is they're still spending. That's good for business, but not what the Federal Reserve needs to get a handle on inflation. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.